Blog Talk Radio.
How are you, everybody? Welcome to another reality show. I'm your host, Golden Hawk. It is Thursday night, and you know what? I am going to be perfectly honest with everybody. The energies are swirling, whirling. They are tossing me around. It's a beautiful experience. I'm not resisting it, but I'll be honest with you. I'm sitting here with my beautiful sister, Stephanie, and, you know, we're just discussing things, you know, what's going on and things that are going on in our lives and our awareness of it. And, okay, it was 8:02. I was like, oh, my God, I got to get on the air. So please accept my apologies for the lateness. I love you guys. I am here. Tonight is a talent show, and I welcome everybody. If you have a talent, like I said, you can whistle. You can read a poem. My only request is if you do something and you're sharing a talent, like if you're reading a poem, read a poem that you personally wrote. Because I want us to express authenticity. And not that, you know, we don't have amazing poetry written by, you know, amazing authors, but I believe we all have amazing in us. So if you've personally written a poem, I absolutely welcome you to come on the show and share it. If you want to sing, you don't have to sing a song necessarily that you wrote. You can sing a cover. but I welcome you to, the reading of a poem is different than the singing of a song. So you get my meaning. This is all about being authentic. And I'm super excited. I'm totally schizophrenic tonight. So listen, this is going to be 2 hours of whatever we get. Stephanie's cracking up. Now, did you get on? Are you? Okay, so that's the number you want to call. Okay, you're good. All right, so Stephanie's here. I'm not sure how two people in the same room, I've never done it without my radio show equipment, how it's going to be if we're going to have a feedback or whatnot. But so you guys just deal with everything that happens, and the show, it will go on. It'll be wonderful. All right, before we do anything, though, let's call in our higher self. You can sit down and do this, or you can call. I don't care. It's all good. Okay, so Goldie needs a deep breath. Breathing it in. Nice deep breath in through our nose, out through our mouth. And there's no feedback. Perfect. Okay. Let's all invite in our essence to join us in our physical being. Breathing in nice deep breaths, because you can feel as soon as you start taking those deep breaths with the intention of bringing in your essence. I know for me, I mean, I immediately feel it in my hands. There is an energy that is tangible on my fingertips. And my stomach starts relaxing, and my shoulders let themselves down, and just a letting go of the tension, becoming present right here, right now. And the words are coming to me. It's going from being in the tornado into the center of the tornado. So it's a perfect space to observe, to be still, to go into your silence. And to regain center and posture. You know, and it's not that you can't venture out back into the tornado, because, you know, it is part of life. It's there to be experienced. But I think if we bring our essence with us, the center is always closer to us. If we start getting a little off balance and you start getting a little nervous, take a few nice deep breaths. You know, converse, so to speak, in a silence with your essence, which is a simple knowingness. You're knowing inside that you're not just a physical being experiencing this spin. You're a soul. You're a presence experiencing the spin. And it just makes a difference because it's the larger picture. So the view from your soul is the top of the mountain. Without your soul, you're at the bottom, twirling around like a ping pong ball in a toilet bowl. Oh, you guys, thank God you love me. I love you guys too. This is amazing. I do feel calmer. It's been a crazy day. I'm totally stoked. This is going to be a talent show, and I have a feeling I'm going to be doing talent shows more and more because I want to highlight all of our gifts, the things that all of us have that, you know, many people have gone through life where they told us, that's not a talent. You can't do anything with that. And we know that we can. So I want to highlight the musicians. I want to highlight the healers. I want to highlight, you know, the poetry readers and writers. I want to highlight the people that I don't even know what your gifts are, but God, bring them on. And, you know, if we can share it on the radio, if it doesn't need, quote unquote, a visual, bring it on. If it needs a visual, we're very connected to Facebook, so bring it on and we'll do the Facebook thing. I'm going to be doing tarot card readings tonight. I'm going to be using the Osho deck. I talked about using the Key Vesta in the opening, but in all honesty, I have to figure out Key Vesta spreads. They're powerful, hands down. But I'm not sure if we're going to get the full power of it if I only did like a 4-card spread. So until I figure it out or get a clear message from my essence that can be done, for tonight I'm just not going to use the Key Vesta. And if anybody's interested in the Key Vesta spread, just connect with me on Facebook. And, you know, we can set something up. I'm more than happy to do spreads for people. It's just there's a time frame for tonight on the show. So I'm going to be using the Osho deck to do readings, because Osho rocks. Okay. Well, and let me introduce Stephanie. Welcome to the show, Stephanie. Hi, baby. Hello. Now, do you have an echo? Or?
I do.
Okay, is it okay? Because if you want to just do the talk in my room, you can. If not, whatever makes you happy, because I don't have an echo at all. But, of course, I'm talking a mile a minute, and you're not. So, all right. So, first of all, welcome to the show. So, Stephanie, what's one of your talents? Can you share with the audience one of your talents?
Ooh.
And I say one of your talents because you are multi-talented.
I just started painting. And
nice.
Oh, man. I was just looking at the painting today because I stopped for a few weeks. And I was like, oh, my God, look at that painting.
In a good meaning, you liked what you saw.
Like,
yeah.
I can't believe I painted it because I was just in sacred space when I did it.
Oh, nice.
It was just coming through, and I'm doing these paintings to be in sacred space.
Nice.
So on purpose, like as a meditation.
Yeah.
And they're coming out unbelievable.
Yeah, because they're expressing sacred space. Yeah, that's hot. I want to see some of those. Maybe we can take pictures and well, and I honor and I, okay.
They'll
be up. Okay. All right, so, and if when Stephanie puts them on her page, I'll put them up on my page, so definitely.
It's wild.
Well, yeah, because I think it's important for people to realize that meditation is not about, you know, sitting in, what's that position? Sitting in the lotus position, you know, back straight, thumb and middle finger together, you know, in silence. Now, that is one way to meditate. But I have found I work great on a treadmill when I'm meditating. I personally enjoy movement. I like to move when I'm driving. There is no greater space I have than when I'm driving as meditation. So it's about, you know, letting our creativity move through us where, you know, in days gone by, the typical lotus position was really, you know, about silencing the mind, but it wasn't really, you know, addressing the creative aspect. And at this level of consciousness right now, to not address creativity, it's going to get stuck. And it's going to get stuck in your lower abdomen because that's the creative chakra. Nature itself is moving creativity into our heart space. It's happening to us. It's happening within us. Now it's just up to us to align with the sense that, you know, okay, so I'm painting now. That's an expression. The energy's got to be expressed. I mean, you know, not to be crude, but it's almost like to have a fart and not let it go is just a very painful experience. Creativity can be just as painful if it's not expressed. Really, really important. That's why, you know, whether it be painting, singing, writing, dancing, something I don't know, you know, how, you know, tapping your fingers, whatever it is, it's about the expression of the creativity, not the product. It's not about, you don't look at the product and go, is this sellable? You don't look at the product and say, is this good? It's not a judgment. It is the literal expression of creativity. And I can almost promise you, if it's done in that vein, all of those things, it will be a great product. It will sell. People will love it. People will feel it. They'll look at it and they'll, because it's energy. It's energy, and it's in the product that when people view the product, however they view it, whether it's a video or a canvas, it's going to be, it's almost like them viewing it is now the frequency that untaps it. Because real quickly, I just want to share, a lot of people on Facebook already got this. Last weekend, I saw a Sleepy's commercial using all these, like, you know, 10-second segments of all these different animals sleeping. And they did, like, 10 of these pictures. 8 of them were the pictures that I've used on my Facebook page that I have, like, literally energized these pictures to stimulate awareness and awakening. And now, without, you know, it's not like me and Sleepy's hooked up and said, hey, you know, why don't you take these pictures and put them on a national campaign, because what greater way to wake up, you know, those people watching TV who could clearly use a wake-up call than putting them in a, you know, a Sleepy's commercial, which is almost the paradox of, so, let's awaken them with a Sleepy's commercial. Just like that. But meaning, it's like the essence itself is working a magic behind the scenes and an intelligence, because I'm not looking to make, you know, millions of dollars off these pictures. I'm just passionately putting in my consciousness into what I love. I mean, I love the pictures and I love the animals, and it's finding its way to the mass consciousness, because that's what I'm getting more and more. We are affecting mass consciousness. If we don't worry about affecting mass consciousness, don't worry about it. It just be in your joy, and you're affecting mass consciousness. And it will start showing up. If we look around, you will start seeing whatever it is you're putting in, someone else is affected by it. I mean, Facebook is a great, great reflection for that. So definitely, well, these are amazing times we're living in. Cheers, sister. Amazing times. Okay, and also you have brought with you tonight.
I brought with me my drum that I picked up at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Just had to have this drum, and I had no money. I resonated with
this one. I played all the ones in the store, and I just felt this one. It had this deep tone. So it's not, I don't necessarily call it a talent, maybe that's what it is, but it was
okay.
Just like, I just picked this drum up and there we go.
Okay, wait, let me ask somebody, because I realized I just put you on. I think I could hear you, but they couldn't hear you. All right, I'm just going to pick. Area code 253.
Yeah,
you're
hi.
On the air. Do we have an echo? Can you help me with this?
There
do we have an echo?
An echo. But when you thought that you, there was not an echo, there is not an echo now. But I could hear her in the background until you just switched it on, and now she's
exactly.
very clear.
Okay, so is it better
no,
to hear it from
echo.
The background?
Now it's an echo.
Now it's an echo, because I can hear it too.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what to tell. Okay. I'll put you on mute. Don't hang up. We'll just put it on mute, because if you want to talk, we'll put you in that room. Because, all right, Steph is going to drum. Okay. Okay, do you have something to share, or did you want a tarot card reading?
I wanted a tarot card reading.
You got it. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm just going to put you on mute for a moment. We're going to let Steph do her drumming, because it'll help me calm down. And then she's going to probably keep drumming. Yeah, I told you, this is, you know, welcome to Schizophrenia 101.
We're all comfortable now.
Yes, that's awesome. I love my audience. You guys are so amazing. I love you all. All right, so I'm not even going to mute you. You're fine. We'll just, you drum. Okay, and I'm just going to put my phone down so you guys can all, we can all get into the drum. Steph is an amazing drummer. So I would just recommend that everybody, as long as you're not driving, just allow her. She knows the pulse of the planet. She can feel it. It's obvious. That's what I get when I hear her drumming. So
beautiful.
We'll just let the drumming happen. Yeah, and then once we're all in that connected space, we'll start doing cards and everything will unveil itself as it's supposed to.
Okay, this sounds good.
All right, awesome. Ah, you're lovely. Okay, hold on. Is this Tanya?
Area code 706. Yeah.
Tanya, would you like to chant while she drums?
You know, it's a little hard for me to hear her, but I will go ahead and chant.
Okay, because it just seems like a good, you know, combination, but I'll put the phone closer so you can hear the drum.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, look. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And first of all, let me introduce the amazing diva, Mama Tanya Freeman. Thank you so much for that, Tanya.
Oh, well, thank you for asking me, my sister. And you are so welcome. That was beautiful. Thank you, Stephanie.
You say, yes, yeah, Stephanie. Yeah, go ahead. Here, you talk to her.
Thank you, Mama Tanya. I couldn't hear it clearly, but I got a tear in my eye. I was like, oh, cool.
Yes, you know, when I heard you start to drum, even though it was sort of a little bit in the distance, I was saying, you know, it would be good to bring a chant through. That was what I heard. No sooner had I said that, our lovely sister Golden Hawk, the golden lady, said, Tanya, would you like to do a chant? Yeah, so it yeah, sweet.
Okay, all right. Yeah, me and Steph are going to share phones, so if anybody wants to ask Stephanie something, I'll just hand Stephanie the phone. Okay, so God, that was hot, though, babe. Both of you guys, boy. We need a concert. Here. Okay, as long as you don't talk, it won't echo, so I don't think it will. Okay, so I'm going to do a tarot card reading, and Tanya, I'm going to keep your mic open. You share anything that comes to you because you're a blessed presence in all of this. So I know you have to leave before the end of the show, but as long as you're here, if there's anything you get when we're doing readings, because I have found this happens to all of us, you know, feel free to share.
Sure, my sister, I'll do that.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I love you, Golden Hawk. I just want to tell you that.
I love you too, baby girl. Listen, we're all in this, you know, hodgepodge of life, working our way through whatever we're working to. And the best part of all is we can't make a mistake, we can't go wrong, and we can trip and fall on our face 3 times and thereafter. It's all good.
Yes, it is all good.
Yeah. Okay, area code 253. Thank you for being patient.
Great. Oh, I wasn't patient at all. It's very wonderful. I feel much more in my heart energy.
Oh, rock and roll, sister. Nice.
And I'm excited about Osho cards, and I just got on the computer and did the Key Vesta, and that's an El Mean thing. So
exactly.
I'm on board here.
Well, I'll be honest with you, because I don't know how to do El Mean Mini, so to speak. Yeah, exactly. And everybody that knows El Mean, you know, it's like if I do a 6-hour show, we can do Key Vesta cards.
Right. Well, I'm from the Chalice Well
Oh, nice.
Do you know what that is?
I believe, isn't that the original?
Yeah. So I've been, I have studied with her for a long time.
Okay. Okay, I got to center, and I'm centered, but I've never, this is one of the things I've always wanted to do tarot readings on the air, but I don't know, like, I can do them face-to-face. I'm just going to, all right, get out of my head, get into my heart. You know what, do me a favor, just go sit in, because I can hear the, it's an echo, but I want you to hear, so just sit on my bed. I love you, baby girl. Okay. I just sent Stephanie to my room. Okay. All right. So, okay. What's your name? What's your name?
Lynn.
Lynn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you have a question?
Yeah. I have an interest in a man who is in the process of getting a divorce.
Okay.
And although I'm aware it's going to be a while, he's going to be grieving probably and feeling... but I want to know what the cards say about he and I coming together and if there's a possibility of a relationship, perhaps even long term.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is...
Hi, this is Fred Pressman.
How are we hearing that?
I can't answer the phone right now.
Okay, wait.
Just leave your name, number, and a brief message after the phone. I'll get back to you.
This is about as good as it gets here tonight, ladies. Okay,
He'll probably have this reading on his phone now.
I just muted it. Yeah, my father is a 76-year-old engineer. If it is on his phone, he'll just delete it. Okay, I'm gonna do a 3-card reading.
Okay.
I want to be efficient, but I want to be, radio efficient.
Okay.
So, okay. I'm going to focus on Lynn. And what Osho has to say about the romance in your life. Okay. All right. The cards from left to right are new vision, traveling, and silence. Wait, I'm still hearing an echo. No, you don't have to leave. I don't know what the phone is. I think the phone doesn't want to hang up. Okay. All right, let me get my book. All right, well, let me do what I'm going to do. All right, do you know the Osho cards?
No. I just adore Osho.
Okay, yeah, he is, truly one of my favorite mystics is actually Osho. Okay, so, all right, new visions, are clearly him going through this transformation from the leaving of this relationship he's in now. And I would say that the new vision is something that is the space that he is creating around himself. That's big. I mean, it's bigger than just you and him.
Mm-hmm.
It's about him kind of coming into a whole experience. That's a new vision for him. Here, Wayne, I love you guys, because I'm just going to look it up. Let's see what Osho says about. I'm not yet at a space where I can trust.
If you started having any self doubts, I got to tell you, you were right on.
Aww. Okay. All right. Let me keep trying this because I'm trying to find my voice. This is something.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a healer for many years, and I won't speak. And I'm now working with a personal life coach where it's like, I got to learn. The only way to do it is to do it. Okay, so let's keep going. And blessing be. And if you want, what I'll do is if you write the cards down, I'm happy to read these to you, either personally, you know what I'm saying? But okay, so this will be my, all right, so So the new vision is that he is actually, it's not just the ending of his relationship, because as we all know, there's no such thing as an ending without a beginning. We all go through a period in our life, with, you know, most people used to call the middle age breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
What are they? Midlife crisis. Right. My perspective is that it's not a midlife crisis. It's when the soul decides to join the physical human and shifts everything about that person's life, because they're no longer focusing on the human aspect of life. Now they're focusing on the spiritual aspects.
Mm.
And everything becomes topsy-turvy and upside down, but it's really a matter of going from upside down to right side up.
Right.
Now, the and this was at the left, so this is where he's coming into. He's coming into this new vision. So, of course, it's wonderful. Space is a beautiful gift to give to somebody as they're coming into this new experience, because it has to be explored by self, which is, I mean, the next card is traveling.
Right.
Traveling is the idea that we focus on the journey, not on the destination.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a true honoring in anyone that's going through the transition, but I feel especially for our beloved men who, you know, part of the soul experience is awakening the emotions, awakening the senses. So the whole idea of feeling sensations, and not just from the groin area, but from the entire being, from deep breathing, from smelling flowers, from sitting still and doing nothing, quote, in quotes, where most of their lives, you know, to sit still and do nothing, they were called lazy. All of this are new experiences, and the nurturing that comes with it, which is funny because the third card is silence. So it's almost like if he asks questions, be there, and he's going to ask questions. If you create the space that what he's going through is natural, I would encourage the words natural. It's going to feel very uncomfortable, but he's going to have the potential of awakening passions that probably were not encouraged if they didn't, quote-unquote, fit in with the make the money, feed the kids, pay the mortgage kind of experience.
Well, it's interesting that the silence card would come up, actually, for me, because I was taking a mud bath outside under the stars last night, and I was thinking about him being here with me, and I wanted our relationship to have silence so that it wasn't a lot of talk. It was a lot of feeling, and I think that the silence can really promote that feeling. So he's already somebody who's very awake and very in touch with his feelings and very sensual and passionate. And it's really surprising to me that he's getting the divorce, because he had all of those things going for him. And the marriage has only lasted a year. So the silence, I think, is really appropriate. That actually, I thought about it two or three times yesterday, because I do sense that he'll be here. I do sense that traveling will mean he's also coming. So it's a unique reading for me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, because I'm realizing, too, that I was reading him, but I need to incorporate you into this reading, because it is actually him through you. In other words, it's a man. He's a manifestation of you. One of the things I get, actually, from this is, I think, would be important in the manifesting of any healthy relationship is staying present.
Sure.
And what's
helps.
Wonderful
that
is
to be silent.
Exactly. Because in the silence, for me, I usually incorporate silence and stillness tend to definitely be partners. I can be silent running on a treadmill, but I tend to think of silence while sitting, you know, or taking a bath, or, you know, stillness comes. And we have a lot of resistance to stillness because the conditioning is really deep in that, you know, movement produces is something.
Right.
But in this particular time in human history, silence produces an equity that is beyond that which we can speak, beyond that which we can analyze. Yeah, it is the birthing of the new, tremendously so.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. I like that, and I like the word equity in there.
yeah, this is, go ahead, please.
Brooke, I'm sorry, we're on that time delay or something. If I went to Facebook, do I just do a search for Golden Hawk and find your Facebook page?
Exactly, because if you connect with me on Facebook, I would be happy to... because it's interesting. One of the top lines of the new vision card is when you open up to the ultimate, immediately it pours into you. You are no longer an ordinary human being. You have transcended.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and that
I
definitely,
absolutely
yeah.
focus on that. Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah, I think this... Because it's interesting, too, that you said he's awakened and yet he's divorcing. But part of the awakened awareness is that everything has a completion time, and that's not a failure. It's not a failure to be complete, whether it's a day, a minute, a year, or a lifetime. Because if we truly get that which we were brought together to receive... then in joy and in love and in completion, we can. It's part of us. It's not, so we don't divorce the person. We just continue to expand to see, you know, the next journey, which is the traveling card.
Mm-hmm.
And I also get, just so you know, I get a good sense of timing on all this.
Like divine timing?
Exactly, which is different than time. Divine timing is when things fall into place effortlessly, forget much smoother. It is an effortless experience in divine timing. The only thing that tends, impatience is built out of time. Time is an illusion. Divine timing is when it just happens because it is the tone of the infinite going, okay, this part of the orchestra, it's time to play. So it does from within. It's nothing that needs to be controlled or contrived. It's happening from within.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
As long as you're kind of wondering how long it's going to take way too long.
Exactly. Where if you, because when you call him in when you're in the bath, his essence is with you.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we're aware of that, the more you'll actually experience him being there, and he'll experience it as well. I mean, we are literally transversing beyond time and space as the ascended beings. We are timeless and spaceless.
Mm-hmm.
We truly are.
Right. Well, he's a shaman. He knows how to do that. But I don't want to get involved or interfere in his marriage breakup, his marriage, his dialogue, his wavering, his healing. I want to be completely new after that is all done. So...
Well, that's. I think the silence is about, you know what I'm saying? If as long as you stay in your integrity and just focus on you, allow him to come, and then there's nothing. As long as he's coming to you, you have not stepped out of integrity.
Ah.
No expectations.
So in my imaginings, he's there, but...
Which is fine, because in our imaginings, we're all one anyways. That's totally okay. That's not out of integrity. It's when we pick up the phone or write the emails that we're now entering different space. Which, and it usually means that we're falling into doubt. which is I clearly know because I had that a little bit tonight.
This is good. Thank you, sweetie. It's been fun, and I love that, the drumming and the chanting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
I can tell the difference, you know. It has a different feel to the tarot reading then. It has much more of a sacred energy to it.
Hands down, I agree. I agree. Thank you. I have an amazing audience, and you're a part of that. Thank you. Truly.
Thank you. And I know there are people waiting, so I'm going to just say sayonara and God bless, and I'll see you on Facebook.
Outstanding, Lynn. I look forward to it. I really do. I look forward to it. Namaste, sister.
God bless. Bye.
Bye now. Okay. Oh, that was pretty hot. Now, okay, wait, let me on. Steph?
Yeah?
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hot. That's hot. Now, wait. Now, if you're in the other room, I should. Now, I'm okay. I don't hear an echo. Do you hear an echo?
A little bit, but can you hear me on the phone?
I can hear you on the phone because I unmuted you, but you're not showing up on the, like, radio as a background.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I'm going to keep you on. So you're on. Tanya's on. And because I want you to share, too. I know you guys have shares, and I honor that.
Okay.
Okay, area code 210, you're on the air.
Hello, everyone. How are y'all doing this evening?
We're great.
We're doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for the music and the singing and the drum. I was meditating to y'all's music and clearing out my heart, so I thank you all for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So do you have a talent to share?
Not really. I don't have a talent.
Of course you have a talent. I just didn't want to just jump right into, because I'm very excited to do tarot card readings tonight. So I'm honored that if you want the reading, that's beautiful. And of course you have a talent. You have a talent. Everyone has talent. Listen, picking our nose can be an art if it's done right, okay? Everyone has a talent.
Well, my talent is writing. I love to write poetry. Wait a minute.
So do you have anything that after we do the reading, if you're feeling comfortable, will you read one of your poems?
I don't have anything prepared yet. I'm just starting off because I was told my life path was back into writing, and I just wrote a lot when I was younger.
Okay.
I'm trying to get back on that path, and I'm reading up on different things and trying to connect with my spirituality.
Okay, I honor that. And we're going to do more shows like this, so hopefully you join us again at some point and share with us your poetry, because I would be delighted to be, you know, the show that launches the next amazing poet.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's such an energy, such an innocence that's
indeed
coming forth, but yet and still it's a sensual innocence.
That's me. That's the Sagittarius.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
So do you have a focus? Do you have a question?
Yes, my question for this evening is about the future. I want to know about my life partner. I've been disappointed in the past. I keep on getting disappointed. So I decided to tweak things a bit, change, you know, my wavelength and the way that I look at men. And I wanted to know, is he coming? Is he coming? Is God going to bless me and finally bring this man to me?
Okay, let me just give you a quick, the Osho deck, the way it's going to probably work, not probably, this is the way the cards work, it's going to bring up that which blocks, so in your awareness of that which blocks, it will clear.
Okay.
And as you clear, all abundance is yours, financial, love, romance, health. But it's one of the reasons why I like the deck so much, because I'm a big fan of awareness. In awareness, there is power. and it is self-empowerment through awareness. So there's nothing negative about these blocks. They're just unconscious. If we make them conscious, we become aware. If we become aware, we soar through the skies like eagles and hawks. Okay?
Absolutely. Yes.
Awesome. Okay. And the three cards definitely seems to work, so I'm going to do those. Oh, and what's your name?
Christina.
Mm-hmm.
Christina. Okay, nice. Okay, Christina. Show us your beautiful self, my friend. Oh, interesting. Don't worry, I'll share. Okay, the three cards from left to right is no thingness, which is a completely black card. Now, that just means pure potential. You are just bubbling with potential, Christina. And I'll get into all three cards. I just want to tell you what they are. So there's no thingness, which is a black card. Clinging to the past, which is a woman that holds a box. Her head is actually a box that looks like a Salvatore Dali painting with a lot of pointy edges, and it's out of alignment, because anyone that's clinging to past and or future, all power is in the present. And this card is actually in the middle, which is your presence card. So that which has hurt you in the past by clinging to it, saying, I don't want that again, it's actually bringing it into the present moment, recreating it. Your next card, is the card to the right, which is your future, is similar to Lynn's card. It's the traveling card, which, again, is really about that. We're not going to focus on the destination, quote-unquote, meeting the man, but we're going to focus on who am I, so I know who I'm bringing to this relationship. Now, so before I get into that, though, we'll go back to the no thingness. No thingness is absolutely nothing in the physical world is stopping you and or creating for you that which you desire. There's a presence. Were you on the show when we were calling in our essence at the beginning of the show? Hello? Christina? Okay. Wait a minute.
We lost her?
I don't know. Christina?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, no, this is solar flares make Blog Talk Radio. I think we lost. Tanya, you're still here, right?
I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Okay, love. Okay, yeah, solar flares with the Blog Talk Radio. People just go on mute, and I don't touch the button. It just mutes them all on your own. So were you here for the calling in of your essence?
No,
I was not. At the top of the show? Okay, no worries. And if you want, once the show is over in the archives, if you want to listen to it, I do a meditation every week, and I recommend people to do it daily, several times a day if they're open to it, which is just a simple invitation of inviting your essence to join you in your physical being. Because when we invite our essence in, it's the non-physical part of us that is the best metaphor to put it is, it's the part that's on the top of the mountain. It's a part of us that has a view from the top of the mountain, and when we invite it into our physical beings, which is in the valley at the bottom of the mountain, it helps us have a perspective and a point of view that it can guide us and go, you know what, turn left, because if you keep going straight, there's a landslide of rocks and you're going to have difficulty crossing the path. So it's not a part of the physical world, but it becomes very much a guide for us in the physical world. And when I see the card of the no thingness, you're at a crossroads right now, and you're rippling with potential, because when there's nothing there, everything is possible. I mean, everything, not just the love of your life, but your passion, your career, wealth, health, You know what I'm saying? Everything is there. Your present card in the middle, clinging to the past, is essentially, it's like a slow death. You're suffocating your own ability to help yourself. Because it takes you out of the flow of now. The flow
right.
of now is massive. The consciousness that we're in, literally, in November 4th, 2010, if you're not breathing and, you know, just being present where you are, it's going to show up dramatically, not just about not bringing the men. It's going to show up in your health. It's going to show up in ways that will appear that life is cutting you off from all that you deserve. And it's not life is cutting you off, it's you're not being in the present cutting you off, and it reflects it in your life.
Right.
Does that resonate for you?
Yes, because I'm so tired. It's just like this last relationship. He knew what he was getting into. I knew what I was getting into. I was like, I don't open my heart. This is what it is. If you're going to waste my time, you need to go ahead and move around. And what did he do? Waste my time. So.
Okay, wait. Before you go, okay, this is good. This is a good bit. Let me ask you a question, and I want you to breathe for a few minutes. Take some deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Okay, because ultimately what has to get done is you have to release the past. Until you release him, it's going to just keep recreating itself. Now, the way we
right.
release anything is to first find out he brought you a gift. Now, as you're breathing, is there something, what did he help you see about yourself?
Nothing that I already knew about myself. I know I was capable of falling in love again, but that's about it.
Well, did he? Here, you know what? I'm going to draw another card. Let's see what's under that. Transformation. Okay, so this past relationship, through the healing of it. Let me ask you a question. Is there still anger or any kind of negative feeling towards him?
Yeah, because he wasted my time.
Okay. Your time can never be wasted, Christine, simply because there's no such thing as time. It's only the now moment. So he brought something to your life that without him you would not be aware of. And the reason why I say these things is we can choose to look at it as someone's wasting our time, but if you continue to look at that, life is going to repeat these patterns. The way to move into a new relationship with new experiences is you got to move through the experience you've been in, which ultimately means the way we release things, we have to be in love with them in order to release them. And when I say in love with them, I don't mean you have to be in love like I want to put my arms around you and have your children and, you know, walk down the aisle and get married. Meaning you have to be in love with the present and the gift that they brought to you in your awareness.
I know what it is. Okay, I'm sorry. I know
no,
exactly
don't be
what
sorry.
It is.
Good. Okay.
It's the fact that I know myself, because when he was living in Seattle, he was a man. And then when he moved to Texas, I was like, you turned into a boy. And I guess the fact that I, you know myself so well, and I don't put up this facade of who I am. I'm just really real with people. I keep it up front. I guess that's what it is.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have mothering tendencies? Do you tend to mother your boyfriends?
Not really. I just ask them to be home at a certain time and just respect me. That's pretty much it. I'm just like, you know, just be home and just respect me. I asked you to do this. Why can't you just do it? And well, that was only with him. Everyone else listened to what I said. So.
<I'm sorry.
laughs> Okay, Mom. Every mother has one in the brew that just doesn't listen. And I'm glad you're laughing. Of course, this is because I promise you, what you're seeing in him, whatever the qualities, exist in you. People are simply mirrors for us. And I know it can be very challenging to say, no, I'm nothing like that. You could not draw that into your field if you did not have some resonance to dance with. Somehow you're in, if you're not mothering him, there's something about your own mother. I mean, the fact that his maturity level, in your opinion, went from independent, which is what I'm getting, to very dependent. Right.
Yes.
So there's something in your energy that is contributing to that. And I promise you, if you become aware of it, you can shift it. The key point to why we do tarot card readings and energy work and meditation is to become more aware of who we are from a belief system. So we can, if the belief system's out of alignment, we can flip it so it's in alignment with our true essence of who we are, which is unconditionally loving beings. That's the whole point of everybody's purpose in my opinion, on the planet. Everything is just helping us become more aware of who we really are. And when you look at life that way, you could never be wasting time. Nothing doesn't have value. Everything has value. Because it's bringing more of us, or at least the potential, it's bringing the potential for us to see more of who we truly are. It takes a lot of humility to play the game, quote-unquote, the way I play it. But, Christine, it will pay off in that life will feed you effortlessly the unconditional love that you seek, the beauty that you desire. When we're clear in that in ourselves, it has to be reflected in our relationships, our experiences, everything, because that's the mechanics of the universe. That's how it works.
I'd like to add something with you're saying. When you say, like, you have to become aware of what it is that's blocking and like, what you don't want to look at, and you think, okay, so you have to become aware of it. And a lot of people think, like, okay, so now what do I do with it now that I know? But it's just shining the light on it that shifts it. I like somebody put it that way to me, just shine the light on it, like a
which
complaining
is the
customer.
Light of awareness, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because it's not about judging yourself if there's a part of you that is, like I said, out of alignment. It's about, if I'm aware of it, well, okay, now I can choose differently. I can't choose differently if I'm unaware of something. I'm unconscious of it. How could I choose differently? But if I'm conscious of it, now the world of choice is at my fingertips. And that's self-empowering.
Right.
Tanya, do you have anything to add?
Well, I don't know how old you are, Christine.
I'm 26.
How old are you?
26.
Oh, yes. I knew there was a lot of youth there. Patience.
It's beautiful.
Yes, it is. But I just want to say, I mean, we all have a path that we're walking in life, and I don't feel that anything is actually a mistake. All right, and I know that we can sometimes learn from other people's experiences, and other times we have to learn from our own experiences. One of the things that I want to share with you from the walk that I take and have taken in the past is that when you go from relationship to relationship too quickly without a period of releasing, cleansing, healing, refreshing, renewing yourself, that it is still, that past relationship is still within your energy field. So sometimes what, at least it happened with me, that because I would keep that energy in my field because I wouldn't do the cleansing, that I went from the frying pan to the fire.
Right.
And so the when I got into the fire with someone, I knew, I saw it really before getting involved in the relationship, I knew, but evidently there was a romantic karma or relationship karma that had to be, or contract, I even like that terminology or word, you know, the relationship contract that had to be complete. So once I had decided to take care of me and back off getting involved in relationships, it's like, enough. If I and this is exactly what I said. I said, if I need an orgasm, I'll go open a jar and look into it, because it was like this visual imagination of, yeah, that was a good one. I remember that one, you know. But when I stopped looking, that was when, not too, maybe 4 or 5 months afterwards, that my best friend, who's my beloved now of 10 years, almost 11 years, stepped into my life. And it was like, whoa, oh, you were underneath my nose for 5 years.
Right.
You know? But right. I just want to say, Christine, don't try not to. You are invited by the universe to complete whatever contracts it is that you have to complete as easily and gracefully as possible. It's just that within, in between relationships, take cleansing baths, releasing baths, let go. You know, there's the egg cleansing, there's the salt cleansing, there's lavender, there's, you know, sage. I mean, they're all varieties. You can just get in the shower and just, I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair, sort of thing.
Right.
Okay, and release and let go and allow yourself time in between so that your aura shifts, really shifts, so that your medicine twin will see you and you won't have to work hard at the relationship. You won't have to say all you have to do is, you know, respect me or this. You won't even have to say that.
But it'll be a natural come from. Because I just have to add, Christine, which is very interesting. I put you in three piles, right? We had the nothingness, we had the clinging to the past, and the traveling. Under the cards, clinging to the past, I flipped transformation. Under transformation was laziness. And the reason why I want to bring this up is, I'm not calling you lazy by any stretch, but there is always choice in our lives. Now, the choice is you can transform who you are because of the way this last relationship happened. Not in spite of it, but literally because of it. Because it didn't work out the way you are, you can learn more about who you are and make a conscious choice of, because once we're conscious of who we are and we know who we are, if someone doesn't like you, quote-unquote, for who you are, it's okay, because you know you're going to attract someone who does. There's a confidence that comes in yourself when you're very clear in who you are, which is what Tanya's saying. If you take the time in between the relationships to contemplate, well, let's see, what did I attract, what did I experience, and who am I? Because when you get those questions, you have clarity on those, the next relationship you walk into, A, you'll attract it to you, and B, you'll have the confidence that maybe you didn't have in the prior relationship, but now you do. And that is a gift. That's a beautiful gift to take, that you can now look at the other guy and go, thank you. Thank you for helping me get my confidence to get to know who I am. Because once you know who you are, I promise you, you'll attract men that will honor who you are. If you're confused about who you are, we will attract more confusion, because it's like attracts like. Clarity attracts clarity, confusion attracts. So, because the key is, and we, you know, Tanya and me are, you know, in our latter years, you just learn from experience that instead of it being another person being the answer for you, you become the answer for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no greater gift than becoming your own answer. I say that with all love in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what I had today. Today was going really, really well. I miss loving myself.
Yes.
I miss loving myself. And I didn't really understand it when I was told. They're like, you know, take time. Because it's been about a year. It's been about
okay.
a year until last month until he came back. It's like I was getting over him, and then he came back last month, and
okay.
then started a whole bunch of more stuff. And I was just like, just go away. You're wasting my time. Why do you need to keep on coming back? And he's going to keep on coming back. And I'm just like, just please go away so I can go ahead and be happy and get on track and be more focused. And to becoming who I need to be. So, okay.
Well, who you are, who you need to be is simply authentically who you are.
This
you don't need to be anybody except who you are.
In fact,
it's a very natural space. Go ahead, Tanya.
I'm sorry, yeah, because I'm going to have to go, but I want to say this. Christine, you had mentioned that you write poetry or you're about to write poetry or writing is something that is inside of you. Here's a little suggestion for you. What you can do is write a love story. First, you sit down and write yourself a letter. All right? As if you were a lover pursuing you.
Nice.
And how would this letter sound? So write yourself a letter, and then maybe you can advance that and actually write a short story, a love short story, and put all the elements into the script that you feel inside of yourself without actually thinking about, in quote, getting a man. But just write yourself a love letter first. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You are really, really good because I was told I was going to I'm needing to write short stories, like, and for newspapers and things like that. And I was just starting off with my poetry, so I didn't know where to begin.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
this is
well, now you know, huh?
Your own imagination about your world. That's the perfect place to get
right.
to know you. Exactly.
Okay, well, listen, sisters, I love you all. Golden heart. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Mwah,
okay,
I love
continue
you, Tanya.
To fly
we'll talk
high.
Again soon, of course. Love you, love you.
Yes,
thank
Stephanie,
you, Mama,
take
Tanya.
Care. Christine, be creative. Peace and love.
Thank you.
Okay.
I love you. Okay, me and Stephanie are still here, though, but again, are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am. I was trying to find you on Facebook right now. What would I find?
Golden Hawk. Or actually, if you put the email in, it's goldenhawkfeather@yahoo.com. Because I got another caller that I want to do a reading for it, or if she might, or I don't even know who it is. They might have something to share. But if you want, if you connect, if you write down the cards, nothingness, clinging to the past, and traveling, I'll be happy to, you know, even from a phone call, read you exactly what Osho says as well. I'm kind of new at doing all this, and I want to make sure that you get all the information that will genuinely help you to shift. So I'm happy to do that if you're open to that. I have to take the next caller, and I'm clearly having issues with that.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much. And you said write down transition and poetry.
Nothingness, clinging to the past, and traveling.
Okay.
Those are the three
so
cards
much.
That came up. Oh, my absolute pleasure. Christina, listen, you're beautiful. You're young. If you can figure these things out before you get to 40, which is absolutely the potential here, especially with this nothing card. I'm telling you, life will be, you'll learn from joy instead of from suffering. I mean, that's the simple truth. You don't have to learn from suffering if you do the inner work. And I promise you, the writing, what's inner work is simply following your highest joy. That's the inner work.
And come on the next talent show.
And come on the next talent show and read us a poem. God bless you. Exactly,
yeah.
Stephanie. Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for calling, Christina. That was a great line, Steph. Okay. Area code. Oh, there you go. Area code 281. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. How are you?
I'm okay. I just wanted to get a reading on a question that I had.
Okay. What's your name?
Susan.
Susan. Okay. All right. Let me shuffle the cards while you ask the question. Okay.
The question is, I'm on a job search. Right now I'm working a little temp position.
Okay.
And I love the people there. It's kind of below, you know, what I can do, but it's a wonderful little temp situation. That's going to only last maybe another, I don't know, a week or two or three, something like that.
Okay.
And I'm looking for a full-time position, and so there were three things on the horizon. I had an interview yesterday, and I was so excited about it. And then after I left, I knew this is not for me. Okay?
Okay.
The second thing is I have this company, you know, they just through email, they just wanted my resume. This was like a month ago, and then kind of kept in contact. And they never even talked with me live on the phone or anything. And then recently they wanted to come have an appointment, so I emailed them, and I think I may have an appointment next week, but he still hasn't gotten back. He got back, and then he needed to go see what day and time. So I don't know what that'll transpire. I may not even get an interview. Then I had a call from an agency today who is trying to set up an interview with a company. So maybe I'll see them next week. So anyway, I was just wondering, will any of this pan out for me, or, you know?
Okay, I mean, you're clearly creating. I mean, you know, that's, I mean, I'm feeling creativity abounds, but I understand that, you know, it's like, okay, but which, you know, we don't want to just be in the soup of creativity, you know, coagulate and create a job, so.
Right. But the one yesterday I was so excited about, and then when I interviewed, I just left there, and I just said no.
Well, I always say that whenever you're seeking something like a job or something like that, once you know, if you go in an interview and it's something you're not wanting, that's not a negative, because it just allows you to hone your energy and your focus more clearly on what you do
want.
Yeah.
It's
actually a good thing.
Exactly.
There's a lot of no's out there.
Yeah.
Well, but there's, you know, the whole key is don't look at the no as a negative. It's just building you up to be having more, you know, a laser beam cuts through steel. A flashlight just shines light on it. So it's just intensifying that which you know you want.
Yeah.
And you're the creator of all this. So being intense is a good space to be.
Okay.
So let's get some clarity on Susan and her jobs. Okay. Okay, from left to right, the first card is the Miser. Are you familiar with the Osho deck at all? Or Osho in general?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of familiar with it, just a general tarot deck, but I don't know what an Osho is. I don't know what that is.
Okay, no problem. Osho was a mystic from India. And like I said, I used to only read tarot card decks from Doreen Virtue because everything was positive.
Mm-hmm.
And then I recognized that there's nothing negative, but the more clarity I have on what's blocking me, the more power I have to clear it by becoming aware of it. Mm-hmm. Therefore, my life will flow in the direction that I'm choosing it to flow.
Mm-hmm.
So the first card is the Miser, and the Miser is a card that is very much about self-protection. The card has an old woman that is looking very sad, and she's holding on to jewels and gold, and it's a card that speaks, the way it speaks to me is that a lot of emphasis is on the physical and the quote-unquote the doing, but there's a neglect in the being,
mm-hmm.
which is the being is about the rest, the peacefulness, the taking care of self, the nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I totally get the energy that, you know, when we don't have a job or, you know, when our job is running out, the fear kicks in that, you know, I need to support myself. I need this security. But what happens is we're creating an energy that's coming from fear, because the miser is about, I'm afraid to lose what I've got, instead of trusting that, you know, your being is your sustenance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very important part that often when we're abundant, our being is fine because we're relaxed. The challenge is to be relaxed even when abundance isn't necessarily in our physical experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because in that feeling relaxed, you're going to bring in the abundance from a space of being relaxed, as opposed to creating that which the fear. Because when you're saying to me that you have all these potential jobs but nothing's landing, the fear is still generating because it's still moving.
Mm-hmm.
In a relaxed state, everything will settle. You'll walk in, you'll resonate, they'll resonate, a contract will be written, boom.
Mm-hmm.
The way we create that is from our being.
Mm-hmm.
So I highly recommend focusing on breathing, being in nature. If you have time because you're working part-time, focus that time on taking care of the inside of you, your emotions, self-nurturing, you know what I'm saying? Things that bring you into a relaxed state of being, because that's essentially what neutralizes the doing. Doing will come. It'll come naturally. You'll know what to do. And to be honest, you clearly don't even have a problem doing. You have created lots of potentials. So now what you want to do is create the potential that will come from your highest point, which is the point of being relaxed and at peace and totally trusting that you're going to be taken care of. Because as you trust that, you'll manifest that. Now what's interesting is your middle card is the Thunderbolt, which let me get to Thunderbolt. I want to read this card because, I mean, I look at Thunderbolt and go, you know, gosh, Susan, I mean, you're a powerhouse, for goodness sakes. there's a person sitting in the lotus position. There is literally thunderbolts coming all over the place. But what's interesting is there's these two little figures falling in space and fire. That's why I'm like, you know, like I said, I read that as you're a powerhouse. But there's more to it. Let me see what they say about Thunderbolt.
Okay.
What meditation does slowly, a good What meditation does slowly, a good shout of the master unexpectedly in the situation where the disciple was asking some question and the master jumps and shouts or hits him or throws him out of the door or jumps over him. These methods were never known. It was purely the very creative genius of Matsu, and he made many people enlightened. Sometimes it looks so hilarious. He threw a man from the window from a two-story house, and the man had come to ask on what to meditate. And Matsu not only threw him, he jumped after him, fell on him, sat on his chest, and he said, "Got it?" And the poor fellow said, "Yes, because if you say no, he may beat you or do something else." Sorry, I'm not trying to laugh, but so in other words, the Thunderbolt is about you are a strong presence, Susan. Now the thing is, in all of that strength, if you're out of balance in doing and being,
yeah,
truth be told, you're kicking your own ass.
Right.
Because and I get that our culture and our everywhere we go, nobody is encouraging the being part. But I promise you, the people that are successful will tell you they meditate. They'll tell you they sit still and take care and nurture self, because you can't be successful without it. It can't be all doing. It has to be nurtured from the frequency within. It has to be. Now, interesting. The third card that you get is postponement.
The third card I get is postponement?
Yeah. Here, wait, let's read that, even though, I mean, that's, you know, kind of self-explanatory. But let's see what he says about, kind of what I'm getting is that if it's postponement, actually, I'm going to go with this for myself. Postponement means what you're creating right now. Okay, I'm getting it. Okay. Susan, when you tap into your being,
mm-hmm.
you can tap into passion and find, because you're a powerhouse. I mean, girlfriend, clearly you don't have issues creating. I mean, do you see that you can create things to happen? Even if it hasn't come to fruition, can you just see the
yeah.
process of creating opportunity you're good at?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so when you start focusing on your being, now imagine creating a job that you would do even if you didn't get paid for. You know, what's something that you love to do?
Right.
Oh, girlfriend.
Creative writing and, oh, you know, yeah, that's what I love.
Have you ever focused on doing that as a way of sustaining yourself?
Well, I have finished a short story, and it's finished, but I have to just
okay.
go in and really, like, rough all the edges and then figure out how to get it published. It's finished.
Well, figure out how to get published. Are you kidding me? There are so many... There's publishing agencies all over the place right now.
I don't know. I'm just once I understand how to do that, then I'll get going. But
okay. Are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Connect with me on Facebook. I know lots of people who are in publishing.
Okay. What is your name? I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's okay. GoldenHawkFeather@yahoo.com, which is, I think, one of the ways to connect with people is you use their email address.
Okay.
And I'll be honest with you. Part of my purpose in life is I'm a networker. I bring people together. That's
oh,
what I do.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you a Libra?
Yeah, wait, though. Actually, Pisces.
Oh, okay. Okay. Very good.
So let me read postponement, though, because Osho will say it better than I do.
Okay.
Okay, I'll read the card, and then I'll read the thing. The woman in this picture is living in a gray landscape, full of unreal cutout clouds. Through the window frame, she can see colors and light and aliveness, and although she would like to move through the frame, as we can see by the rainbow colors appearing in her garment, she can't quite manage to do it. There is still too much what-if activity in her mind. Tomorrow never comes, they say, but no matter how often it is said, it seems that most of us tend to forget the truth of it. In fact, the one and only result of postponing things is a dull and depressing feeling of incompletion and stuckness. The relief and expansiveness you will feel once you put aside all the dithering thoughts that are preventing you from acting now will make you wonder why you ever waited so long.
Hmm.
I'm telling you, Susan, I can't even... If I could convey to you, in fact, you
yeah.
know, do me a favor.
Okay.
Forget if. I'm going to. For right now, I want you to breathe. Steph, come inside here because we don't have any callers, so I want you to drum while I do this.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, let's just do energy.
Okay.
Because, yeah, this is just a matter of trusting what is. And I'm telling you right now, the planet has never been so magical that we can have anything we want if we trust the inner child. The warrior is no longer running the show. The warrior was about duality, protection, security. Now we're in unity consciousness. Even though everything on the planet looks like it's fighting and it's in disarray, it's because we're in unity consciousness that all of that is happening. So once we align with all the blessings of unity consciousness, which is trust, knowing, play, joy, you will see manifestations happen in your life unbelievably quickly. I mean, magically quickly. So here's what we're going to do. Steph is going to drum. I'm going to sit close to the drum.
Okay.
I want you to shut your eyes and just breathe in the idea of watching yourself being published, standing in bookstores talking about your work, anything that brings you joy around your writing.
Right.
And energetically, I'm just going to send you a stream of gold light to know that if you want that, it's there for you.
Okay.
It's waiting for you. Okay? All right. There's nothing but the present moment. There's no past, there's no future. Therefore, your imagination is your most powerful tool to manifest everything you want. We are dreaming our lives into reality. That's why everybody at the top of corporations are flip-flopping and failing. They're trying to plan, they're trying to force, they're trying to will their lives into existence. It's nothing about the duality. It's not pushing, it's not pulling. It's imagining and watching it manifest right before your very eyes, effortlessly. And I drew another card under your thunderbolt, which is guilt. Let go of the guilt. You are allowed to be everything you want to be.
Okay.
Yeah, guilt is a man-made. a teacher that I work with says guilt is the opposite of love, not hate. Guilt.
Oh, okay.
Breathe it, release it. You are deserving. You know why you're deserving? Because you exist.
Right.
That's why you're deserving. You don't have to earn to be deserving. You are deserving because the infinite didn't make anything with waste. Every one of us that are here, we are here with purpose, and we are deserving because we exist. That's why we deserve.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, you have so much creative power underneath you. Let's see what's under the guilt card. Creativity, exactly.
Creativity?
Creativity.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So the guilt was under the thunderbolt, and under guilt was creativity. In other words, guilt is restraining the thunderbolt.
The thunderbolt is almost like your energy is trying to move up into your heart. Your energy is trying to move out through your hands. Your energy is trying to move into your reality, and the guilt caps it. So all of that raging, I mean, think of it like the tide and a tsunami. I mean, I'm telling you, as soon as I flipped your cards, I'm like, God bless, this woman is powerful. But your power is actually working against you because of the guilt. And the guilt is simply an acknowledgement that, listen, Susan, we have all done negative things. We've all done past life negative things. It's part of the reason why we came to play in a dualistic environment. I mean, in a dualistic environment, we have light and we have dark.
Okay.
Once we start recognizing the dark has value, which is absolutely, I am a poster child for the dark side. The dark has value because without the dark, we would not know how to experience the opposite of light.
Okay, right.
So there's
right.
no shame in anything we've ever done, anything. And I mean, Susan, I have seen myself cook babies in tribal things in past lives. And I've just simply accepted that me and that being are at peace because it was a contract. Nothing happens without a contract. There's nobody does something that can hurt another. All of that is part of the illusion. The truth is everything happens with two sides of a coin. If there's a victim and a victimizer, we're in this together.
Mm-hmm.
And once we truly, really get that, it's all just an experience. All of it is just an experience. And once we get to that place where it's an experience, now create. Create with all of those tools that you have. You know how to write about the good guy and the bad guy. You know how to write about the protagonist. You know how to make a great cliffhanger at the end. People will want to read it. They'll be engulfed in it. There will be energy involved in it. There'll be authenticity involved in it. There'll be you. You are going to share your essence because underneath that guilt is a flaming, extraordinary, you're like a star. You're like a supernova.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I understand what you're saying because I have creative thoughts just like that all the time.
Exactly.
I mean, I've got stories and stories and stories, you know.
Yes. Yes.
One I finally finished, but I have to just really just punch it into shape and it's ready to go. You know.
Okay. Listen, connect with me on Facebook. I'm going to connect you with Washali. If it's not Washali, I got Dawn Leader. I got plenty of people who are they're smaller publishing companies
mm-hmm.
that are very much about the authors, and they're
okay.
very much about not, you know, raping them blind, you know, like the big name house. And listen, we can make this happen. You'll make it happen on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Key is right now, let go of that guilt. That guilt
okay.
is just... It's just played it, and you don't let it go by hating it. You let it go by thanking it. Thank you. You served your purpose.
Uh-huh.
I don't need that anymore in my life today. You don't need to be less than.
Okay.
Not you are ready to explode.
Okay.
But now you're going to do it by your choice, not because you know there's been a backup and the pipe explodes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because just so you know, too, under postponement. Aloneness. And I'm curious. And under aloneness, compromise. Do you meditate?
No, but I have had more than one person tell me I need to meditate. And
well, and just so you know, meditation's not about sitting in the lotus position. I mean, that's one way to meditate. Meditate. Do you go to nature at all?
Oh yeah, I'm a big nature person.
I get all my inspiration
real.
From the trees. Yeah. Bring your book right while you're where is it, the beach or the forest?
Either or.
Even better. See, that's your pure creativity. Because I mean, I like the beach, but I am like a mad woman for the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your writing tools. Go to the beach. Hug a tree and ask that it take from you the guilt. And the trees, remember, the trees take our junk, so to speak, what we exhale and turn it into oxygen. And what we take from them is, you know, it's like the synergy. What we need, they give us, and what we expel, they need.
Okay.
So there's a wonderful dance that sitting in nature, with your back up against the tree. If you don't want to hug a tree, you can put your back up against the tree.
Okay.
And just intend for it that, you know, listen, take this. I'm complete. And And feel, you know, meditate on what the guilt has given you as a gift, because there's always a gift.
Okay.
And if you can see the gift, you can transcend and transform that which was dark and tight into an expansive light space.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And find me on Facebook, so, because we'll keep in touch.
I will. Thank
all
you
right?
so much. I really appreciate
my
it.
My pleasure. And if we do another talent show, if you can, if it's a poem, you got to share something on the next talent show. Oh,
okay. Okay, great.
All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
My
nice
pleasure,
to meet you.
Susan. Oh, namaste, Susan. I'll talk with you soon.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay, we have another caller. Do you want, if you want, I like when you're, oh, okay. Yeah. I know who this is. Dennis, how are you, Dennis?
Goldie, what's going on?
Oh, Goldie is rocking in the airwaves with the tarot card readings, and yeah, I'm having a good time tonight. And yeah, my friend Stephanie is here, and she's drumming her amazing drums. Huh?
Yep. No, tell her I said hi.
Dennis says hello. Yeah, we having phone issues that.
Hi, Dennis.
How are you?
I'm good. No, I thought, you know, what exactly is it? Talent show. Whose talent? Caller's talents or your talents or what's going on? I thought you were.
We're calling in.
I want to stay on subject.
It's a talent show, so we're asking people if they have any talents that they want to share. And then Goldie's doing her talent with the tarot card readings. I was doing drumming. So, and doing a little bit of reading with her, and if anybody has anything that's like authentic from their creative being, where it's not a talent that we are forcing,
an inner
expression of our creativity coming out. So it's not.
I have one.
So I just drum. So we did that. That I don't necessarily say I'm a drummer or.
Well, I have a talent.
Okay.
Well, I got a few.
He has a talent. Yeah, nice. Okay, what's your talent?
Well, I'm able to ground, focus, center, and balance very quickly, and able to discern very quickly the outer dimensional forces working within this 3D plane in this here and now very quickly. And people ask me all the time how I can do that, and with my astral travel, et cetera, you know, the information that I pick up and how I convey it to the populace, to the humanity, and at all. I do tarot myself, and stuff. Why, you want to pull a card for me?
Of course. All right, what's the question? You pull it.
What's my question?
You got to have a question. Well, and the question can be, what does spirit want me to know, or it can be a specific question.
All right, let's do this. how is it that someone can confirm that they have encountered one of their twin flames?
Say that again. Let me rephrase this. So is the question, have I met my twin flame? Or you want to know how to discern if you've met your twin flame, or when you're going to meet your
flame? Confirmation on meeting one of them.
One of them? How many twin flames do you have, Dennis?
Well, no, there are 12
flames.
Pairs.
Are you I'm only joking.
No, apparently that there are 12 pairs set up.
Okay, no, and I honor anybody's belief system. Okay, so you want confirmation on if you've met a twin flame.
At this particular moment in time.
Okay, because Stephanie's going to do the reading for you.
Okay.
She's shuffling now and focusing on your question.
Okay.
And in the meantime, so glad you called in. This is perfect because we're really having a great show with this. I'm really enjoying it. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Because you know me. I have not done readings in a
long time.
Okay, listen, I'm going to give the phone to Stephanie, and I'm going to leave the room, so if I want to chime in, I'll be in the other room.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, she's so adorable. I love my girl. You're awesome, babe. Okay. Okay. So, wow. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you got, it's a three-card reading. From left to right, we have the miser.
I thought she was doing
the reading. Yeah, I didn't realize. Steph has never done the reading. She'll chime in, though. If she gets intuitive,
she'll share. Okay.
So we have the card on the left is the miser.
Now, what is
the card in the middle?
Do
it as past, present, as future, but I tend to do it more from almost like it's the triad of it could also be conscious, subconscious, superconscious. It seems a lot of nature works in threes.
All right, so how do you read them then?
I read them from left to right.
Okay, I understand that, but okay, go ahead.
What you mean? You're asking me what is the symbolism?
No, go ahead. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
Okay, I use them almost as a triangle. So all three of them are a third of the part, you know, kind of working together with the other two
as a whole
to help you understand the question that you're asking. Exactly.
Okay.
So, all right, we'll start, like I said, all right, so we'll start on the left. On the left, it's funny how cards are repeating themselves, too. Okay, so on the left, we have the miser. The miser
who
is a card.
Stephanie pulled these cards?
Stephanie pulled the card, pulled the cards, yes.
Okay.
But I'll be honest with you, as soon as I see the cards, it makes total sense to the question.
I understand.
Because the question is, how do I know my twin flame? Okay.
Yeah.
The miser is a card that is telling you, focusing on the physical is, do me a favor, do you know how to, it'll be four of rainbows. And rainbows are at the end, correct? So the miser card is about, it's an older woman. She's behind a brick wall, and she's got all these jewels and gold pieces and coins. But in her face, she's very gray. You can tell just by looking at the card that there is a focus on the physical, and in the focusing of the physical, her life force is not flowing through her very well. You know, it's outside her, right? The life force is more around the stuff she's holding than around her face or around her being. Here's what it says about the miser. The moment you become miserly, you are closed to the basic phenomena of life, expansion and sharing. The moment you start clinging to things, you have missed the target. You have missed. Because things are not the target. You, your innermost being, is the target. Not a beautiful house, but a beautiful you. Not much money, but a rich you. Not many things, but an open being, available to millions of things.
Okay.
So you get an essence and a feel of that, right? Okay.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Okay, so the middle card is a beautiful card for this question, trust. This card is a person literally flying. Hands out. I shouldn't say flying. It almost falling. But it looks like it's falling from a point of view of there's no fear in this. It's trust. So anytime we have questions, one of the things I'm learning is if you can comprise a question, that's one side of the coin. No matter what, if you can create the question, the other side of the coin, which is the answer, is within. All answers are within ourselves. So how do you know if you've met your twin flame? You feel it within you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. Next.
Okay. And then the third card is an interesting card. It's maturity. So it's almost like, yeah, exactly. It feels like there's a movement that a twin flame, the way I would read this is, everybody's a twin flame that brings you to the next space in life. So whatever you need in the moment, that is your twin flame, if it's getting you in the moment through that level of awareness for what you need to experience. And then once you get that, there's really no, you know, there's no, this one is a twin flame and this one isn't. It's almost like everybody you meet is going to be the ultimate person for you because they're what's showing up in your present moment. So that is the twin flame. You know, it's not like you're wasting time being with other people. There is no wasting time, kind of what I was saying with one of the other callers, that the experience that you're living in is exactly what you need from your soul and from their soul. So, you know, you could actually look at it as that would be the twin flame of the moment, if that's what's showing up. Pardon?
Okay. Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, and I'm actually curious, under maturity, beyond illusion. That was the card.
Beyond what? Delusion or illusion?
Illusion. He goes, beyond delusion? No, beyond illusion.
Okay.
Which means, you know, because I always say that one of the things that I find interesting is, you know, in our culture, we, you know, and I know you're from Canada, but even Canadians, we tend to romanticize that there's one, you know, one soulmate out there for us, the one person that's going to make us, you know, have a loving relationship. And I would agree with that, but the only thing I would change is it's not somebody outside of us. If you want to romanticize a relationship, then at least do it from a relationship that's available, which is self.
Yep. Yeah.
That, you know, that's the one. Because when I see the card, go ahead.
Yeah, no, and I just wanted to add, too, at the same time, Goldie, if I may, just to get your reflection on this, when people walk into a new relationship, there should be no expectations. Okay.
Expectations are one quick way to kill a relationship.
Right. Okay, there should be none.
Expectations are definitely restrictions.
Because
then you're not living in the moment. Expectations are telling me you're either bringing in the past or you're living in the future.
Both of those
spaces have no power in them.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So now we don't have any other callers. You want us to do another question?
Oh, really?
Sure.
Okay, I have a question.
Dennis is like, really?
Okay, I have another question.
Okay.
I have a friend who I love very much.
Okay.
And she does a lot of work. Okay.
She doesn't know how to work? Is that what you said?
No, she does a lot of work.
Oh, okay. Right? Okay.
And I'd like to be able to give this friend some help in regards to her path that she's on, and what would be the best way for me to be able to do that?
Okay, so you want clarity for your friend?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Oh, my. Wow. Okay, well, this is a very interesting read. On the left, I got the no thingness, which is essentially, it's a black card, which I always read as, that is 100% full potential. Everything is available here. You know, no limitations. Pardon?
I said good.
Okay. And I want to emphasize that no limitations, because, see, no thingness is looking at the void as pure potential.
Yes.
In the third dimension, no thingness is often looked at as bankruptcy, failed marriages, failed relationships, loss of jobs, a significant other's dying. It's a very polarized experience in the third dimension, pure potential.
I understand.
So, pardon?
I understand. Thank you.
Okay. So, The second card, the center card, is guilt.
Okay.
Do me a favor, Eight of Clouds. Now, I realize, you know, guilt is kind of self-explanatory, but guilt is, you know, when you get guilt coupled with, thanks, Fluff. When you get guilt coupled with no thingness, that tells me the emphasis is in the physical plane.
Right.
That doingness has taken precedence over beingness.
Right. Okay. So this is how I should convey this to my friend.
I'm just telling you what I'm reading. I mean, you're going to
okay.
have to put it in
well,
your words. But
to keep, yeah, I understand. But to keep in mind, you know, how I'm going to, you know, I will work the information that you're giving me with these cards right now and sort them
right. okay,
in
yeah,
my brain.
Let me read the card to you. Let me read
okay.
the card guilt
okay.
to you because
okay.
I think
okay.
it's going to
okay.
help you more than maybe my words will help
all right.
you.
To convey
okay.
to my friend, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
yeah.
This moment, this here now, is forgotten when you start thinking in terms of achieving something. When the achieving mind arises, you lose contact with the paradise you are in. This is one of the most liberating approaches. It liberates you right now. Forget all about sin and forget all about saintliness. Both are stupid. Both together have destroyed all the joys of humanity. The sinner is feeling guilty, hence his joy is lost. How can you enjoy life if you are continuously feeling guilty? If you are continuously going to the church to confess that you have done this wrong and that wrong, and wrong, 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 your whole life seems to be made of sins, how can you live joyously? It becomes impossible to delight in life. You become heavy and loaded. Guilt sits on your chest like a rock. It crushes you. It does not allow you to dance. How can you dance? How can guilt dance? How can guilt sing? How can guilt love? How can guilt live? So the one who thinks he is doing something wrong is guilty, burdened. He's dead before death and has already entered the grave.
Okay.
I mean, that's a pretty, that's a heavy card.
Yeah, I know, that's good.
Yeah, because my, just so you know, my teachers tell me, Bashar, he says, the opposite of love is guilt.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the third card is the miser, which is, again, really emphasizing the focusing on the physical plane, the this is my stuff, 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 stuff. Remember the card that I just read? So, I mean, this person has, I'll be honest with you, what I would do to help this person, especially coming from, you know, your level of awareness, take them out, because you can't throw levels of spirituality to somebody who's deeply entranced in the third dimension. You know.
Yeah, no, they're spiritual.
You
got to
do it gradually.
I know they're very spiritual, so go ahead.
They're spirit. Okay. Well, okay. Because if they're spiritual, what you want them to do? You just got to get them to balance their beingness. You know,
okay.
Get them out in nature. Have them do some breathing. Stop focusing on what will become of what they're doing, and just sit and be in the no-thingness.
Okay.
Because they're
okay.
missing the point. They're trying too hard to make something and be something.
Right. So, what was the second card again?
Guilt.
Guilt. Okay.
Let me look underneath. Oh. See now you know what's underneath her guilt?
What?
Innocence. So help her explore, help her move into the space of that which she doesn't know. And if you can help her become comfortable in the unknown, her innocence will be birthed again.
Okay.
And that will be the strength. Now let's see what's under miser. And under miser is the dream. Actually, though, the dream that they're referencing is the conditioned dream of, you know, Prince Charming comes, the house with the picket fence. It's still part of the illusion. So part of her being a miser is because she believes it's going to create the dream that she was told. All these things right,
yep.
So let's see what's under the dream. Under the dream is source. There we go. Once we get there, we are complete.
Yeah, wait. What was the first card? Goldie. What was the first card?
The first card is no thingness.
Right. And what was under, what, like, what was the dream?
Nothingness and then guilt, and under guilt was innocence.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
The minute I get to something affirming, I stop. Okay.
Right, with nothingness, right?
Okay.
What was the whole read on that card?
Nothingness is, it's a picture, it's a black picture. It's a blank slate. It's pure potentiality.
Okay.
Everything's
right.
Available in nothingness. But remember, what I also said was, no thingness to somebody in the third dimension,
right.
It looks like loss.
All right. So this person, okay, now if I can say, to wrap this
you
up, that there's still things that she might be harboring in this 3D, which is keeping her grounded and not in a focus, and even though she might feel that she's in a balance, she's not centered. See, that's my whole thing, ground, focus, center, balance, right? This brings awareness, in my opinion, okay?
Alignment, I agree with that.
Yeah, well, I just did a show on Saturday. It was cool. And this Saturday I'm doing it on Laws of the Universe, Universal Law.
Stick with this woman. I got a whole spread here, so stick with this. Your friend, okay?
All right.
So,
well, my friend, and this is why it was important for me to do this, is because you were not aware, and I didn't give a name of my friend that I'm concerned for in regards to her path. Which I've had for a very long time. Even though she's doing very wonderful work, she gets thrown around a little bit left and a little bit right, and a little bit in 3D. But that friend is you.
I knew that. And you know, this is an interesting read. I appreciate you doing that. That was, my show is going to end in 30 seconds, but Dennis, I knew you were doing that. I did. Underneath, I knew that, and I still went with full-heartedly everything I say, because the minute you were like, no, she's very much aware, and I went, he's talking about me. So I will contemplate this read, and you're such a blessing. Calling in and sharing this tonight. Truly, I mean, what a way to end the night, of course. Yes, I have 10 seconds left, as you so well know. Okay, go ahead, plug your show, Dennis, quickly, and then I gotta end mine.
Oh, Dream Master One, we'll still stream after the show ends. Dream Master One, The Big Picture.
Okay. On Saturdays at 3 o'clock, you knucklehead.
Yeah.
All right, listen, I love you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Dennis.
You rock. I love you.
Thank you.
Tonight
Thank
was amazing.
You,
thank you to everyone. You're most welcome. Thank you to everyone. Diva Mama Tanya, thank you for calling in. All the callers. It's quite a journey. We're all on it. It's amazing. I love you all. Dennis, I will speak with you soon. I'll talk to Stephanie as soon as we hang up. And I hope everybody has an amazing week. See everybody on Facebook because Facebook is where it's at, okay? I love you guys. You guys take care. All right, Dennis,
all right,
take care of yourself.
Okay,
I love
bye.
You. Bye.
Bye. Bye.